He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. If you're wondering why I'm laughing, I'll tell you right now why I'm laughing. I just realized I'm in the studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're on show 164. I just realized that I wore the same shirt last week when I did the show. I never have done that in three plus years, but I'm sorry. It is clean. I did wash it, so my apologies, and that it was just a slip up on my part. In any event, welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. I hope everybody's ready for a great 4th of July holiday. I know we are, and we're very excited about our 4th of July annual party that we have every year. We'll tell you more about that next week. I might even show you pictures, just the good ones. So today on the Gadget Professor, we have a very functional gadget. We'll take a quick peek. It's from those great folks at Aukey. They sent me three or four things. I decided to pound them out, one, two, three shows. This is our last show for the time being with that company, Aukey. They're great people, and if you take a look on camera two, we have an amazing desktop bed clamp mount holder 3D stand. That's a mouthful, but what a cool gadget that is. It's really cool, and I'll show it to you in a few minutes. Of course, you can watch the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by just going to thegadgetprofessor.com. When you go to thegadgetprofessor.com, you know the deal, just scroll down. You'll see the newsletter button there. Put your email address there, and every Thursday evening we come up with a new show, and you will get the show notes absolutely free. I don't sell the email list. I don't spam it. I don't do anything with them except send you the show notes. So you can also follow us on Facebook. That would be Facebook.com/Gadget Professor. And of course, you know that I love Rebel Mouse. I love it. Rebel Mouse is a web page that takes the feed from our Twitter feed. So if you want to follow me on Twitter and you're into gadgets and you're into new technology, you can follow me on Twitter, and that would be @GadgetProfessor. And what happens is every time I tweet, and I have several people that help me do this, every invention, every new product that comes out is then taken and automatically relayed to our Rebel Mouse page. And if you were to look at the Rebel Mouse page, you'd see all kinds of brand new gadgets that just came out within the day. And if there's something that you like there, you can click on it. There's kind of a cool Build on Brick mug, now comes in shades of blue. That's kind of neat, but there's all kinds of crazy gadgets. So if you want to kill some time at the beach, check out the Gadget Professor's Rebel Mouse page. That would be Rebel Mouse.com/Gadget Professor. Now, if you want to email me, you can do that any time of the day or any time of the night. I do answer all my email. Just send me an email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. If you have a product that you'd like to make an appearance on the Gadget Professor show, we can do that. Just drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. We can Skype you in. We can Skype a bunch of people in. We can have a party. Whatever you want to do. If you have suggestions about the show, just drop me a line. I'm easy to get a hold of, and I will answer your email. So today, in honor of the 4th of July, I thought we'd take a break from who's been hacked this week, and we'll actually talk about a lot of free software. So here we go. I got a lot of cool stuff for you. Hopefully things that you haven't heard of, and will make your life a little bit easier, and they're free. So right off the bat, this is amazing software. This is put out by a company, it's called Photoscape, and they do an amazing job with a free app. Photoscape is an amazing free photo editor. It includes so many filters, tools, and special effects. You'll find it amazing that it's actually a free app. Photoscape includes just about everything you need to view, optimize, edit, print, and have fun with your photos. In fact, it's so complete that many would call it a free Photoshop alternative. Sure, it's not quite up to the level of Photoshop, but it's not $500 either. But it's truly a great alternative to Adobe's Big Shot and makes photo editing a lot of fun. So the pros of this is it's an amazing free application. It has lots of special effects and filters, many extra tools to work with to help your photos and enhance your photos. And the cons are there aren't any. So check this out. You can just click on the free download, and there you go. You got it for free. So check that out. Now, moving right along, this is a very good app. And if you know anybody that is blind or visually impaired or has any kind of physical disability, you can now download this absolutely free Braille books to their iPhone, iPad, or iTouch. If they're registered with the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in the Library of Congress, this is a totally free app. The Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD is what this app is called, mobile app, is now available through the Apple iTunes Store. The app, which is totally free, allows readers to download audio and Braille books from their NLS BARD accounts. Access to BARD is provided through local cooperating libraries. So all you have to do is go to the library and they'll set you up with this. And the BARD library contains nearly 50,000 books, magazines, and music scores in audio and Braille formats with new selections added daily. So this is a great public service. It's totally free. And believe me, if you have a handicap or a disability, this is a great tool and is very helpful. So if you know anybody that could partake in this, please send them that way. It's called BARD, B-A-R-D, mobile app. Now here's a fun app, and I've mentioned these now and then. This one's really a good one. There's probably about six or seven of these out there. This is totally free. They have a light version and they have a paid version. If you like the light version and enjoy listening to police scanners or what's going on in your neighborhood, you'll probably be okay with the light version. If you really want to get into it and want more selection and a more robust choice of features, then you'll want to pay for the full-blown version. But the light version works pretty well. And basically, you tap into the largest collections of live police, firefighters, aircraft, railroad, marine, emergency, and ham radios. Be the first to know the important news around town or events that are happening or any major crime wave that might be going on in your community. So this is a totally free app. It's available on the iTunes. It's also available on the Android, on the Play Store. It's totally free. And this is version 3.2.1. And basically there's a map. You pick where you want to listen to. And it's pretty cool. It works real well. And you'd be amazed at some of the stuff that goes on. I actually like to listen to Alaska because it's you know, it's so different than Arizona, and it's amazing the stuff that the police have to deal with or the firefighters. So this app's a lot of fun. If you're at the beach and just want to kick around and do something different, this is good. And the languages are, I can't even read them all. It's English, Norwegian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Hebrew. You get the whole idea. So it comes in a variety of languages. You just click what you want. Totally free. Definitely check it out. And again, good on the Android, good on the iPhone products. Now here's an interesting app. And again, this one's totally free. And what it will allow you to do is to learn another language. So if you would like to learn Spanish or English or whatever the case may be, this website may be for you. It's called Lingua.ly. Collect new words, language learning your way. Learn a language with our free apps, dictionary, flashboards, articles, practical games, vocabulary, leaderboards, and a ton more. And it's totally free. All you do is sign up for an account, and you can learn Russian, French, Spanish, English, Hebrew, and Arabic, and a lot of other languages. And it works really cool. There is a little video that comes on the web page. I'm not going to run it now, but if you're interested, you could run it. And what a great thing to be able to learn another language. I wish I did. But this page is well done. The site is well done. And it's pretty cool, so check that out. We having fun? All right. Here we go. FreeWee. I don't make up these names, folks. I just report them to you. FreeWee. It sounds like Pee-wee, but this is FreeWee. FreeWee lets you instantly resize windows and make them transparent. Feel the Wheel, the FreeWee, is a tool that Microsoft apparently overlooked while making Windows. By using FreeWee, you can easily resize the windows and control their transparencies with a mouse wheel. So, it's totally free. It takes up a total of 4 kilobytes, which is nothing. It's really a handy tool. I am actually using it now, and I love it, and totally free. So if you want to resize your windows just by rolling the scroll button, this is the app for you. Only available and will work on Windows. Now, I'm reluctant to show you this site, and the reason is, I don't know if I could turn the sound off, but I'm going to try. So this is a site called Natural Sound Map, and I think your kids will get a good kick out of this. Actually, I got a kick out of it. So it's like Google Maps, and obviously you have a map of the world or whatever it is that you want, but they have hot points on here. So I can go to Malaysia, and what it does is it lets you listen to the sounds of the land. It's kind of weird. So if I go to, I can't even pronounce it. Let me, Sepalak Forest Area Reserve in Malaysia. So if I click on that, I now will be able to hear the Sepalak ambience in the forest, okay? I'm going to click over here. And this is the cream-colored giant squirrel. But what we're going to do right now in the Gadget Professor, this is safe to try at home. This is okay to do at your house. I am going to go to Southern Bornean Gibbon. Yes, it's in the Sanabangu Rainforest in central Kalimantan. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere in Indonesia. So here we go. The Southern Bornean Gibbon, only on the Gadget Professor, folks, only on the Gadget Professor. There you go. Now, like I said, I don't think I could turn the sound off. I haven't figured out how to do that yet. There's no X, there's no nothing, but I can zoom in. There we go. It actually ended. So what's neat is you can actually scroll down and see what's happening down there. So that's an interesting site. The kids will love it. All kinds of animals. And now we're going to kind of back off from this, and we're going to move right along. I get this question every now and then. I have home movies, Gadget Professor, and I want to put them on a DVD. What software do I use? I don't have a lot of money. I got a ton of movies. I want to put them on DVD. What do I do? Real easy. You want to use a product called DVD Flick. DVD Flick. DVD Flick aims to be a simple, but at the same time, a powerful DVD authoring tool. It can take a number of video files stored in your computer and turn them into a DVD that will play back on your video DVD player, media center, or home cinema set. You can add additional custom audio tracks, subtitles, as well as menus for easy navigation. So this is totally free. Check it out, DVD Flick. It works real well, and it's real easy to use, so get those home movies off your computer, off the back of your camera, and put them on a DVD, and you can send them to your relatives. And now, folks, we're going to go to the gadget of the day. It's July 4th. Everybody's using their iPad, their mini iPad, your iPod, all that stuff, and you're getting tired of holding it in your hand. So the folks at Aukey have come up with a great product, and we'll show you that on camera, too. And what it is it's a stand. It's a desktop bed clamp mount holder stand. And essentially what that will do, you can see in the picture, I have a bunch of pictures here, it's a stand that you actually click into your iPad, and it will move it in any direction. So the way that it works is, this is the actual rod that comes with it, and it's extremely well made. If you turn this in a particular position, it's not going to flap back. It stays wherever you put it. So there is some assembly required, but it's real easy. You get a little washer, which is going to go here. There's a little screw thread here. Not anything that's going to create any trouble for you. So we basically screw that washer on there, and we'll take a close-up on camera too. I'll show it to you there. So you can see that's the screw thread right there. And now what we're going to do is take the actual, we'll go back to one, the actual clamp, which looks like this. There's a clamp on top, it screws down, and you'll see that there's a little pad here on each side. You can see the pads inside there. And they are going to clamp onto whatever it is you want to clamp onto. And this essentially just screws right in here. It's very well made. This is not plastic, it's steel. It's not going to break. It's going to last a lifetime. So that's the bottom end of it, and now this will clamp on literally to the back of your monitor, onto a tabletop, whatever you want, and you're able to, again, screw this tight. And again, the two rubber pads here, they're high quality. They'll prevent anything from scratching. So now you have this bottom stabilized. And now what happens is you come to the top of it, and as you can see, there's a round ball there, okay? And what we're gonna do is we're gonna put this component on it, which is the actual holder. And this is high-grade plastic. It's not gonna break. And I'll show you on camera, too. You can actually see that there's indentations on all three sides where your iPad is gonna snap in and stay in place. And on the back, I'll give you a side view of that. You can see that there's a screw thread right there. And this is how it works. Basically, you're gonna take the ball and put it right inside of this, snaps in, and it actually holds it in place. But now there's a nut that goes over this, and I'll show you the cap. Here it is, right here. So this moves forward, and it just very easily, this is plastic, this actually screws on here. So it's gonna look like that. And now what happens is you're able to rotate this in any direction, and it stays in place. And you can make this as tight as you want, but once that's screwed in, this will stay in place any way you want it. So essentially what you're gonna have is this will be clamped in, and now you can rotate it this way, you can rotate it this way, you can rotate it that way. If you're eating dinner, whatever, you're outside at a picnic table, pretty much any angle that you want, vertically, horizontally, however you want to do it. It snaps in, and that is all there is to it. I like this because it's the perfect gadget. It's simple, it serves a purpose, it's easy to install and use, if you will. It takes 2 seconds to put it together, and it's unbreakable. I mean, you're gonna have a rough time breaking this, and it will last forever, and it's so convenient. You can put this anywhere and have, you know, even on your bedpost. Put it on your bed, you can have it, you know, coming over the bedpost like this way and have it in front of you, then you can just push it up. So there's a lot of uses for this, and as I said, it's very well built. So let's take a look at where you would get this. Easiest place is just to go on Amazon. It's called the Aki AK3D Desk Stand Holder Desktop Clamp Mount for the iPad 4, 3, 2, flexible arm. It's for the iPad mini also. Got to make sure you order the right one. And this sells on Prime, regularly $69.99 on Prime. It sells for $35.99. And if it's Prime, it's free shipping on Amazon. And once again, the folks at Aki were very nice and they gave me a code, and it is GET5DOFF. So G-E-T, five, that means $5, D, dollars off. GET5DOFF. When you check out on Amazon, instead of spending $35.99, you're gonna spend $31.99 because you're gonna get $5 off plus free shipping. And I gotta tell you, for $31, this thing works really well. You'll be very happy with it. It's not a toy. And kind of cool to have your iPad up high at eye level if that's what you'd like, especially if you're watching a movie. I don't think I would bring this to the airport with me. Something tells me it's too big, and TSA, I don't think we'll like it, but I would like it just to kind of put it there and watch my movie. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope that you have a wonderful 4th of July, and high probability that the Gadget Professor next show will be in Narragansett, Rhode Island. It's that time of year again. I'm going to try to go there for a week or two if I can. I got a lot of things that are kind of pending, but the next show very well may come to you live and in color, of course, from Narragansett, Rhode Island. I have several things there that I'd love to show you. I may, if I get permission from my wife, I'm not gonna tell her. I may give you a tour of the Gadget Professor's basement in Narragansett, Rhode Island. That will be something that no one has ever seen. Believe me, no one has ever seen it. And the few people who have seen it, and there's only two or three, don't speak much about it, but you want to talk about gadgets, you want to talk about hoarding, you want to talk about stuff, man, if I can do a tour of my basement, that would be one of the cooler shows that I've ever done. I got some weird stuff down there. In any event, we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email. at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.